have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, how are you? Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Rye-Rice. Yes, it is to be here again another week, another day that the Lord has blessed us to all come together. I get excited on Wednesdays to fellowship with you and to greet you. May God bless you on today. Again, this is the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio, and I'm glad to be with you here today. I send a shout out to you, the listeners, whether this is your first time listening in or whether you listen in every week. We're grateful that you took time out of your schedule to be here on today. We greet our wonderful visionary and CEO of Elation Radio, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, to our Elation family, to my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., we love you and thank you, and to our special guest, none other than Minister, Woman of God, Gwendolyn B. Taylor. Thank you so much for being with us on today. I want to invite the most important guest of all, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, into our podcast. And I want to also share with you, those that are listening in, that maybe this is your first time, what the Just For You podcast is all about. Let me share that with you. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. I also want us to pray. We need to hear the Lord in all that we do. So we are going to ask that you please agree and pray with us at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Abba Father, we hallow your name. We love you. We appreciate you. And we submit this podcast to you. We ask that your perfect will be done, that you bless all listening in. Bless Elation Radio. Bless everyone that is a part of this and our special guest on today. Lord, you know her. You created her. We ask that you cover her in your blood as she shares with us this innovative blessing that you've given her, her work as your servant. We are so thankful for Minister, Evangelist, Woman of God, Gwendolyn B. Taylor. Thank you, oh God, for her. Thank you, oh God, for every listener listening in. You know what they need. You know how they're looking to you. We're asking you to move supernaturally. We're asking you to have your divine will and way to save, heal, and deliver. Whatever you want to do, oh Lord, we say thank you. Have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Lord, we just are so thankful to be here today. Now, I want to share with you, as you know, there is always an exhortation, and today's exhortation has been confirmed over and over and over again. And our short exhortations are given as a provision for you in your spiritual life to grow thereby. How many of us know serving the Lord is more than just attending church? We must have a relationship with the Lord, but foremost, our ideas, everything concerning us should be subjected to him. I love that because that means we're in relationship. So I just want to take a few moments to share with you something for your biblical knowledge that you will be able to write your notes, be able to come to the table and say, this is what the Lord is saying, that you may be able to grow thereby. Now, I ask that you grab your Bibles, your pens, your papers, as we do every week, for you to be able to hear from the Lord. Amen. This week, we will be studying from Romans, the 12th chapter. And it reads as such, I'll be reading from the King James Version. That is the King James Version we will be reading from. So I want you to prepare your heart for that so that you are able to follow along, okay? So let us do that. Hallelujah. That, again, is the King James Version, Romans, the 12th chapter. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Hallelujah. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah. That is our reasonable service. Anybody understand that when you come to the Lord, it isn't just for us to do what we want to do. We have a life that we owe unto him. We have a life that we need to let him know how much we love him, how much we appreciate him, how much we are doing his perfect will, that he may grow thereby. Hallelujah. I need him, hallelujah, to give us insight and direction on his perfect will. Because when he's talking about relationship, he doesn't want us to just say, hey, I give you my hand. I want to serve in the church. I want to do this. There's an intimate part that we must be a part of. And this is what he's saying, that we should do this in his way, his will, and follow him, not just give him our yes and do nothing else, but it is a continual work with him. All right, so here's what the word of God says in the third verse. Hallelujah. Well, let's continue to read. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove that which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, though the grace given unto me to every man is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. What does that mean? That means that we are to accept that although no matter what positions we have in life, we are to remain humble. Humble does not mean weak. Humble does not mean that you are without any grace of being able to do what he's given us to do, but we must be mindful in what we do, what we say, how we carry ourselves. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. I'm going to talk about that. Or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another, and with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless them, let me say that again, bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Last scripture, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. All right? The last scripture is 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. What is he saying? This is the character of one that is connected to him. We first give him our bodies. We then adhere to his word. We follow these teachings, and we understand that in doing that, someone understands we're different from the world. When they see us, what do they see? When they hear us, what do they hear? When we conduct business, what do they think? How are we truly emulating the will and work of God? For most of us, we have schedules that are in the will of God to do, whether it's ministry, business, whatnot. But God is looking at our hearts. He's wondering about where we are. One of the things I love the most about the key word is serving, is that we get an opportunity to show how good God is in our lives. Not just our possessions, not just what we want, or not just what we want it to appear as, but because of the heart with the relationship with him, he is glorified. Listen, whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. What I love about this particular podcast and all podcasts, when we submit ourselves to God, there's a scripture in Daniel that my sister even mentioned. It is one of my favorite scriptures, and it talks about those that know your God. You do great exploits. What does that mean? You do great things for the kingdom. You want him to be pleased. You want him to take the excellence of your hands, of your mind, of your gifts, of your spirit to please him. You want him to know that you are thankful. Do you know how many times in our lives that we can be presented opportunities and people just jump on them? They're so excited. But do you take the time to say to the Lord, is this something you want me to do? And if so, lead me and guide me that I may be able to live peaceably with all men. Too often you may get an opportunity. That opportunity there may not be of God. You won't know until you're in the opportunity. Now we got to go back to what the word says. Bless them that curse you, those that don't really want to see you exceed and go higher. I am so grateful we surround ourselves, Pastor Don and I, and Kimmy, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family, we surround ourselves with love and support. We make it a business to make sure that people are supported and loved on, because that is what kingdom does. Kingdom makes opportunities for siblings and in the body of Christ. It also tells us not to be slothful in business, but I want to go back to this one scripture because this is the one that blesses me. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. What does that mean? Have you ever thought about your neighbors? Maybe you've seen them hopping. Maybe you've seen some car pass by for a funeral car. Maybe there's something going on, and the Lord has unctioned your spirit. It means that we are to do what God puts in our heart to do for them. Some people may not be saved. What will that do for them to see someone of genuine love come by, call, to check on them? I say it weekly and it's sincere. We need to be about our Father's business, not just at a business meeting, not just when we think as a great group of people, but God sees us each and every day. His job is to perfect that which is on the inside of us for the kingdom to be enlarged and glorified. Do you know that you can be saved outside the church? You know how many people we have prayed for that have accepted the Lord in their living room, in our living room, in wherever we may be, wherever you may be as a believer, because the kingdom should be enlarged. It's not just the pew, because God desires a serving body. He just told us whatever he's trusted you with, he wants us to be servants. So no matter what my title is, they can be many, they can be high, but I still know how to address everyone because Jesus lived that way. They talked about him greatly. Oh, I know you're not over there talking to them. You know that they're this, that, and the other. But what did he let us know? It's not about your title. It's not about who you think you are. The question is, can you serve? So when we think about Romans 12 and we think about verses 1 through 18, it's a lot of meat and it's a lot to be said, but it's very simple. He said, do all things with simplicity. God opens doors and God closes doors. God makes a way out of no way, because he is the author and finisher of our faith. I want to let you know today, if you're believing God for something, whether it be your salvation, whether it be business, whether it be serving in your local assembly or doing something great for God, whatever you do, do it with God. Don't do it on your own. When you do that, I know that he makes provision for the vision. Does it mean all the time it's going to pop up right when you want to? No, that's where faith comes into action. It comes into being because we need faith for him to continue to use us and to do it. And he said, listen, it's the size of a mustard seed that can move him. Imagine when you have even more faith. When you step out and launch out in the deep, when you do things nobody else has done, when you speak in existence what God has spoken to you by faith. Oh, you know, they've been saying that for years, and I haven't seen blah, blah, blah. Just let them keep talking. You know what? I know they always talking about faith, and they're always talking, let them keep talking. What I found is, Satan is intimidated, not by where you are, but what God has spoken over your life and all that you are to become. So if he can derail you, distract you, hurt you, send some manna down the road to keep you from feeling like, maybe God didn't say that. It's too much going on. If I could spend another 4 hours, I could tell you a whole lot of stuff. Because here's the thing, to be great, there's going to be some challenges. There's going to be some fights. There's going to be some opposition. And guess what? You ought to start shouting. That is the moment you say to God, oh, I know what this is, because God has great things in store for you. So I want to encourage you today, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on just doing what God has spoken to you, but pray. This is where your relationship, present your body, present your mind, present everything on the inside of you for him to sanctify it, for him to anoint it, for him to bless it, and for him to give you favor. And if you do that, you will see him move mightily because he's getting the glory. So if anybody knows anything about me, you're going to always hear me say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. He's entrusted me as a steward. He's entrusted a believer as a steward. And guess what? He gets great pleasure to bless us when we're walking according to his will. But let me give you some good news. In case you're not walking according to his will, you can always repent and say, God, have mercy. Lord, I didn't understand it that way. Lord, I need you closer to me than ever before. That's just not for January when the year starts, you know, dates 1 through 21. That's all of your life. You have access to a king. So I wanted to remind you that as this new year begins, let's not begin the new year without the king. Whether you fasted or not, whether you went to service or you're still praying or you're still on a fast, I want you to be in mind to know that he's looking to see that all things concerning him are well because he trusts you as a believer. So I want you to hold on to this word. I want you to keep looking to the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing all of your help cometh from the Lord, and that he's able to do anything but fail. He's able to do anything but fail. Trust him, no matter how large or how small. Trust him, because he promised, but my God shall supply all your need, not with an S on it, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. Be strong in the Lord. Hold on to him. Know that he's with you in the good times and the bad. Know that he's working when your tears are falling. Know that when everything seems like it's haywire, it's really working for your good. And we know all things work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to its purpose, Romans 8:28. So I pray that this week's exhortation has really, really encouraged you, empowered you to continue living for the Lord and doing all he's assigned for you to do. Oh, one last thing. When it doesn't move as fast as you want it to, he's still working. Don't go ahead of him. Don't go ahead of him. Be still and know that he is God. All right? I'm excited today because we have a very, very special guest. Our sister is in the house on today to share what the Lord has done for her and to share about her faith, her career, and all of the great things that God is doing in her life. We're extremely excited about it. We want you to sit back, take notes, make sure you reach out, contact her, and let God lead you on all that he is. But I'd like to present to some and also to introduce to others none other than this woman of God, an ordained minister, an inventor, an entrepreneur, and the person of Gwendolyn D. Taylor. May God bless you.
Good afternoon.
How are you,
Pastor Michelle Wright?
We are super excited you are in the house. How are you on today?
I am doing very well this evening. Just so grateful, so thankful that you thought of me and reached out, and I have this opportunity to speak with you on this evening and to your listeners, and hopefully encourage and inspire someone by the end of our conversation.
Absolutely. I expect it to be so, and I believe God is definitely going to do that. So for those who don't know you and they're familiar with you, I know we can read bios, we can do that, but something about hearing from the person themselves draws the person to understand who they are. Would you share with those listeners who you are as God will want you to share?
Absolutely. So my name is Gwendolyn Taylor. In ministry, I'm known as Evangelist Gwen Taylor. To friends and family, I'm just known as Gwen. Born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, came from a family of lifelong entrepreneurs. So I grew up working in my family businesses. So that's where that sort of drive of always wanting to do and create and make things happen. That sort of was how I was raised. My family had a grocery store down in the city at Dr. King near Goodfellow, right at Blackstone. Probably from the age of 7 on up, I was working in the store. So from there, just to share a little bit more about me and kind of like the journey, because sometimes people see where you're at today, but they don't know the backstory, you know, and
talk
that just tells
it.
Us more about
yes.
the faithfulness of God. Amen.
Yes.
So fast forward at 18 years old, I got married really young to my childhood sweetheart. We were married for 6 years. We ended in divorce. And after that divorce, I born again, spirit filled, loving God, working in ministry, but I was in a cycle, Pastor, and I was just began looking for love in all the wrong places and just getting myself caught up into one entanglement after the other. Fast forward, you know, I was a single, then I became a single mom, got into another sort of bad relationship where this individual ended up getting a 30-year prison sentence. And then here I am with two young men to raise. By that time, I was around 30 years old, so started to get my head on straight a little bit, but still just that desire to be loved and to have love. And I came from a two-parent family home. So, you know, that was never the reason why. And I was taken good care of and loved, but it was just that void in me that hadn't been fulfilled for whatever reason. Fast forward, working in ministry at church, met a gentleman in church. You know, we think as women of God, you know, if they church, you know, they in church and they say and they love God, you know, that, you know, that's who God got for me. So ended up getting married to this individual who I attended church with, and it ended up being a 20-year situation where, you know, my youngest son, you know, suffered a lot of, from his perspective, a lot of physical and emotional abuse. And I can say that, you know, I can validate some of the things that, you know, he experienced during those years.
Mm-hmm.
And then even myself, you know, it you know, being that I was expecting, you know, that I thought I was entering into this godly relationship, godly marriage, and it wasn't that at all. And so because of the shame and because of the guilt, and I didn't want anybody to say, oh, my God, she's in misery, she's going to get divorced again, I just endured. So I endured decades of, you know, emotional and verbal abuse and the anger and the rage and all these things that came from this individual because of their past trauma that was unresolved. So fast forward, after, you know, so many other things occurred, and I definitely don't want to, you know, be on here saying a bunch of disparaging things about this individual, but it got to a point where it was just no longer, I could no longer tolerate it, and God didn't want me to tolerate it. We were doing foster care and just some of the things that occurred, you know, in that situation as a result of this individual. So, you know, at some point, you know, this is not God at all. Right before around in 2018, you know, it was enough. So begin to get that process to get myself out of that situation. So then here comes COVID. So that was a time where God had a lot of us like off to ourselves. We couldn't go anywhere, right? There was nowhere for us to go. We were sequestered in our homes, so forth and so on. And at that time, I was just in the home with myself and my foster son. My adult sons, of course, had moved on and began their own lives. During the summer of 2020, let me step back a little bit. After the divorce again and having this time where, it's like, God, if I got to be here by myself, then so be it. But, I have you, and that really is all that matters, because, sometimes our flesh can be our own enemy. Because the flesh, the Bible tells us how the flesh constantly is warring with us, and sometimes we have to turn on ourselves in order to be in the will of God. So I was in a place where, Lord, I just want to do your will. I just want to be all that you have created me to be, because now, we got a lot of years, under the that have gone past now. But God showed me in this thing, it is never too late. So some of us, after we've passed, like for me, that 50 marker, we think it's too late for God to do a new thing in our lives. But, for me, that particular day, he said, I'm going to do a new thing, and it shall now even spring forth. And so that particular afternoon, I remember the day, it was July 26, 2020, and the church had just opened up again, and I came home from church, and I was laying on the sofa, and I was watching HGTV, and I said to myself, wow, it would be so neat to buy a game where me and my foster son could play this game, right, that I had in my mind. I say it'd be fun to play a game where you're flipping houses and you're building, this real estate portfolio. So I went to Amazon. And I looked and I was like, oh, okay. I said, I know somebody that's come up with this idea. And then I Googled, and I still didn't find anything. And the Lord had me get up my journal. He said, write the vision down and make it plain. So I began to draw this out and begin to write this out. And I was kind of like laughing. And I was like, for real? And I started writing out. I said, okay, this really makes sense. Okay. So I did it for about an hour. And I called my brother. I said, I think the Lord just gave me something. And I began to read it back to him. He was like, wow. So mind you, Pastor Michelle, I had nobody to call because I didn't know anybody ever made a board game. But God, himself, the Holy Spirit himself activated. And he said, I'm going to give you a witty idea and invention for the advancement of my kingdom, because now I know I can trust you. I can trust you now. And so as God began to give me that thing, sometimes when God has given us visions and dreams and inventions, we'll let money stop us or the perception that we don't have what we need. But where God gives a vision, he will make the provision for it. It's not already necessary. It's not always necessary in the form of cash or money. Sometimes it's just resources or people. You just don't know what God going to do. Michelle, I mean, when I tell you God has done this thing, God has done this thing. So this idea, it became, I put it on a big poster board. Then I sent it off to this person who did graphics, and they said, oh, yes, I can help you do this. Normally this probably would have been hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get the graphic work done. And I wanted to see, they charged me a love offering, okay? So then after that, I was like, okay, God, what do I do next? He said, you got to get a prototype. Okay, prototype. Okay, so I started looking that up, found the company, stateside. They did the prototype, and like 4 months later, I had that prototype in a box, in a game. I was like, Lord, get out of here. Fast forward after that, reached out to some people at HGTV because I figured at this point I knew I had to start doing focus groups to make sure I had a viable product, that it made sense, that, it would reach different demographics. And God showed me how to do all that. Egypt and Mike Sherrod, who have shows on HGTV, they did focus groups at their home. They love the game. fast forward from that, had some other folks, some HTT come and come out and test the game, and from there it's just been history. Got manufacturing, found a reputable manufacturer over in China. God showed me every step of how to do that, because, again, I had no teacher but him to show me how to do this step by step. God has since, Pastor, I mean, just like you said, I think when you were doing the exhortation, just got to listen and be obedient and move when he says move and do when he says do. So this is what happened. So the game had been released. I had my launch party, and I had received an invitation to go to a Chamber of Commerce meeting. And I said, I don't know if I'm going to go, because I don't really want to go by myself. But I said, okay, I'm going to go. And so I went, and I sat at this table. The people were so nice. They weren't all being like they would were too high for me to sit at the table with them, because it was the board of directors table. So they were not being all, you know, extra. And they said, you can sit right here with us. And they wanted me to introduce myself to them, tell them what I had, what I was doing. The caterer was running late that day, and they said they needed 7 more minutes. Mind you, it was a room of business leaders from all over the, you know, from the region, from the area. He said, you know what? Caterers need 7 minutes, and I'm going to have Gwen Taylor come up here and tell us about her new board game, Flip That House.
Wow. Don't you love your
So after I finished talking, the executive vice president of Paramount Bank ran over to me. He said, we got to talk. Next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with this man. They became one of the sponsors of my launching for the game. And then he began to put me in contact with the schools. So since that has occurred, now we're Flip That House is partnering with the area school districts. It has now become an educational resource. We're starting to get requests for proposals and MOUs and just all kinds of things because of that one afternoon when God said, write the vision down and make it plain. But this is
now
what I want to say. Yeah, let me pause. Yes.
No, I was just going to say, you mean to tell me out of all of your heartache, all of your pain, in the midst of when he shut down everything, says to you, write the vision, make it plain, and your obedience, presenting your body to him and saying, Lord, here's my mind, that he takes in that moment when everybody seemed to be devastated, an innovative space for you to create wealth, and to make sure that you, your family, your children, your grand, everybody attached to you would know your God, because you did great exploits in his sight. So I'm excited for you because you knew to listen to him. But go ahead.
Yes.
I just got excited right there. Go ahead.
Yes.
Please continue to share.
Yes, so I just want to leave this. I'm gonna come back to that, but you were talking about consecration and the fasting period that we're all in right now, and like every other day, another opportunity is presenting itself for Flip That House, the board game. But God has been telling me, the higher I take you, the lower you gotta go. And God gave me this analogy this past Saturday morning as I was getting up for prayer, because I was going to get on this one. I was not going to get on this one prayer watch at 4 a.m. I was like, well, Lord, it's Saturday morning, and we got prayer at church at 8 o'clock, so I'm not going to get on the 4 a.m. prayer watch. My eyes popped wide open, and it was like, you're sure?
I love when he does it.
He's like, you sure? And so then, you know, it was time. Then I fell back to sleep, and it was time to go to the next one. And it was like the Lord was talking to me, just like I'm talking to you. He said, because this is why. He said, well, just look at it like this. Everybody, you know, on the ground level, you got cars, you got bikes, you got people walking. You know, the air is pretty the same, right? And I was like, got it.
He said, so think about when you get ready to fly, you know, a commercial plane, or not even a commercial plane, people who fly like the private Lear jets and things of that nature, they can only go so high. I think I heard David Crank say one time that you could go about, he could go about 10 or 15,000 feet because that was as high as his license would allow him to fly. So just think about that. So only a few people, you know, if people have that capability, it is probably a few hundred thousand, if not million people can do that. And then you think about the commercial airline pilots. They can go higher, and they can fly 30, 40,000 feet. But then you think about the people who are with NASA, and they fly into the stratosphere. And in the stratosphere, the air is real thin. And so when we talk about going to higher heights, the air gets real thin up there, and everybody doesn't survive because you haven't been prepared for these high heights. Because at these high heights, Gwen, absolutely right, it is new devils that you're going to deal with. It is new warfare that you're going to deal with. There are people that you've never encountered before at levels you've never encountered before that you're going to have to deal with. You're going to have such keen discernment at this level. So that's what I'm saying. As you go higher, you got to go lower. And you gotta and keep in that place of humility, because it kills me when God begins to bless us and elevate us, then we get all brand new. What?
Come on.
And forget from where from whence we came from. Amen. So God, you know, God, he resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. And so I say, Lord, you know, however far you choose to take me, just don't ever let me forget that and realize that the air gets real thin up there, and you got to stay in your place in that posture of prayer in order to survive.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I'm at a place now where God, I'm like I say, every other day is something. It's a new opportunity. We're getting contracts, and I can't say, but when I saw something that came through the other day, I was like, Lord, you better shut your mouth. I say, but God, I thank you because you see that you can trust me with this. And you know, both of us love listening to our John Hannah. And I'm telling you, and it's just so many things that are tied to this. John Hannah said at the end of 2019 that for some of you, God's getting ready to do something that he has never done before. And your giving has to be all-time record-breaking high. And so for these last 3 years, I have sold, I have given, I have tithed like I'm supposed to tithe. And when I tell you, Pastor Michelle, just the things that God has done with Flip That House to Board Game and this thing that he has given me, we're almost sold out of the first edition. I have no debt from Flip That House to Board Game. We're in the process of making our second edition of the game now. God has put some amazing business people in my path, and just opening doors, just opening doors. And I know it's all for the advancing of his kingdom. And so I just pray that, you know, what I have shared and what I have said is has resonated with those that are listening. And it's just so important that we stay grounded, that we stay rooted, that we, you know, do not become high-minded and, you know, and arrogant and obnoxious, you know, as God takes us to these new places. Because at the end of the day, it's supposed to be for his glory and for the advancement of his kingdom and to, you know, leave a heritage, you know, and an inheritance for our children's children, and then to bless the people that God puts in our pathway. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I heard someone say yesterday that we, I'm sorry. I heard someone say yesterday. No. It's prophetically they were saying that, you know, we're coming into a season where it's going to be some very difficult times where they say God has showed them that it's going to be a time where two bags, $200, you know, and you won't have enough. And I think that's why God is doing some of these things that he is doing in us and through us to help meet the needs of our families and our loved ones and even strangers in these days and years and months ahead.
And you know what's so key about what you said, not only stay humble, but even in the scripture today where he says distributing to the necessities of the saints in hospitality. Listen, that's so, that giving, it can give till it hurts, but when God commands you to give, it isn't just to say we give, because see, the most givers, and this is the way it's supposed to be. You don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When God is in the midst of a thing, it is for his glory. That's the first thing. Then I heard this while you were talking, and I pray someone listening to this great woman of God to understand her principles of the way she got to where she was, but she's committed to God. The other thing is not only being committed and praying and fasting and trusting God, it's got to be where you know not only will he get all the glory, but somebody may say, well, why he choose her? And why? Maybe because he knows he can trust. Whenever you in a position of being a steward, you must be a good steward. He knows the troubles and trials that is going to come in our life, but he knows the ones that are going to stay closer. I want to minister to somebody that feels you don't feel you've gotten there yet. You're tired of looking at other people. Just keep sowing. Just keep praying. Just keep always wanting to be in celebration of somebody that else is doing what you're not yet doing. Because in doing that, God finds favor and grace on you. If you would be so kind, please share with us where we may be able to get flip that house. We want to know where we can get a gauge, because I heard it in my spirit. I have to get one because we work with you. What a blessed way to inspire them and teach them tools through a tool like this that they can use and gain for a lifetime. You're not talking about a game. You're talking about lifelong lessons. So please share with the listening audience how they can contact you, where we can get the game, and whatever else the Lord would have for you. I'm going to be closing down the podcast shortly, but I want to make sure we know how to find Flip That House.
Thank you so much. So to purchase Flip That House, the board game, you can simply go to flipthathouseboardgame.com. Again, that's flipthathouseboardgame.com. Or you can also purchase on Amazon. So flipthathouseboardgame.com, number one, or Amazon, number two. If you purchase through flipthathouseboardgame.com, you can email me at flipthathouse. T as in Tom, B as in boy, G as in girl, at gmail.com and request a sample lesson plans. We have sample lesson plans for grade levels 4 through 8 and 9 through 12 that accompany Flip That House, the board game. We also offer real estate workshop courses in schools at the high school level and above. I am in collaboration with Janelle Stowers and Stowers Realty Group and all things business, where we come into the schools and we do these real estate work, interactive real estate workshops with the students, and then we culminate with playing Flip That House, the board game. And we have had great success. We work with the children out at Rockwood, Parkway, Welch Grove School District, some of our charter schools, and it's a lot more coming as it pertains to the schools and how Rockwood Engineering Entrepreneurship Program has engaged, and they have created a new component for the second edition of Flip That House, the board game. And so we're just excited. So look to hear more for individuals that are real estate investors or aspiring to be a real estate investor. We are going to have a real estate investors Flip That House party on February 24th up at Stowers Realty Group at in Grandview Plaza right here in Florissant, Missouri. So, again, you can reach me also. You can call me at 314-255-5166 to learn more about Flip That House, the board game, or to invite us to come in and talk to you or your group. So, again, I just appreciate this so much, this opportunity. And, again, I hope my testimony and my sharing on this evening has been a blessing.
Amen, and it certainly has been. I want to take a moment just to congratulate you on all that God is doing in your life, going to do in your life, and for you in your life and what all God has done. Now, listen, I heard you talk about some of the other things, but do we have a new praise report of a chef in our life? Can you talk about that?
We do have that young fella that I was married to at 18, the Lord brought him back to the family at the end of at the beginning of 2021, and we were remarried on what would have been our 39th wedding anniversary. So we were married the first time on June 5th, 1982, and we were remarried again on June 5th, 2021. And everybody loves Chef Bruce, Brucey B's catering. I mean, and he's a beast, y'all. He's a beast. And God is blessing him and blessing his business. So if you ever need any catering, reach out to Chef Bruce, Brucey B's Catering, and he will take good care of you. And I also want to remind everybody to check us out tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, Channel 5 KS, Show Me St. Louis. Myself, along with Janelle Stowers with Stowers Realty Group, we're going to be on there talking about Flip That House, the board game.
I love it. Well, listening audience, you have just heard a mouthful with our very own St. Louis. You better get to know her now. St. Louis, native of St. Louis, Gwendolyn D. Taylor. And listen, you have an opportunity to own your own Flip That House. I'm on the list. I will be getting my game. So she'll see my order come up and know I meant what I said. But I want you to know it's important to support not only our entrepreneurs here in the city, but make sure you are a stay person. Support those that are of the faith that God can bless them, because in blessing them, he'll bless you too. So thank you for being with us on today. We're excited about what God is doing in and through your life. Please give our regards, my husband and I, and Elation Radio regards to Chef B, Brucey B Catering. I'm telling you, we're looking to fellowship and connect again, and we'll get him on as well, okay? So therefore, we can keep it going.
He has a powerful testimony, I'm telling you. Yeah, we need to get some brothers on here when you have him on it, because he has a powerful testimony.
Look at God. Well, we're looking to hear that, and we're going to be talking again soon. So I want to thank you and appreciate you for taking time out to be on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyright on Elation Radio. We all appreciate you so very, very much. Well, listening audience, you have just heard from Gwendolyn B. Taylor, who was here to share her new entrepreneurial project and invention, Flip That House board game. I want you not only to support her, but pray for her. I also want to tell you about local resources that we have in the St. Louis area. We have the St. Louis County Library. Not only can you copy, rent books, rent videos, but listen, they have resources called Flow Kits for women female products that are in need. When you call the library, you find your branch, they will tell you in the county that where you can go for such items. Please make sure you can look them up to get your numbers. That is slcl.org. In St. Louis, we also have the Urban League St. Louis. That's ulstl.com. They have an awesome organization with over 50 programs that you can get in touch with and find what you need. Not only that, they assist with bills. They do quite a few things. They often, you may see them for the food drives that we have here in St. Louis. To get in contact with them, please dial on the computer, online, that is ulstl.com. In addition to that, I want you to be checking out about what's happening in the community. There are a lot of great organizations, a lot of great things happening, and we like to present them. You can also go to United Way. We just talked about how much food is going to cost. They have listings of local food pantries as well as other needed items that you may need at this time. You would dial in St. Louis 211. That's 211. We're extremely excited about all that takes place in the St. Louis area. Please get your hearts and minds prepared this Friday. I'm going to say it again. This Friday. That would be that we're going to have our first coming back for From Ashes to Beauty. Please check your local social media to find out more about it. We will be there on Clubhouse. That's right, Clubhouse at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are excited to be back with you, our very own Dr. Kimmy Kim. Dr. Kimmy Robinson is the one who is the visionary of this awesome, awesome group. You don't want to miss it. Also, on this Friday, you can go on my Facebook page. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I will be with the Black Women Networking for Missouri and Illinois as their guest speaker. You can please find more information under the Black Women Network, Missouri, Illinois, and that's M-O-I-L at the end, okay, so that you can find out more information about women networking and business there at that. That is under the direction of the executive director and state director, Midwest director. She has all the titles. That is under Tina Adams, Tina Turnipseed Adams, Tina Adams Turnipseed. I always get it mixed up, but you know who she is, and I'm telling you, you want to find out more about her. Please look up the Black Women Network, Missouri, Illinois. On Monday nights, you can hear from Pastor Donald Wright Jr. and myself for Kingdom Wisdom Weekly, Monday nights on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m., and that is Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We also want you to meet us back here on Wednesdays at p.m. on Elation Radio. Please make sure you make a note of all of these announcements, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guess what? Elation has more podcasts. Yes, it does. Our Elation family has more podcasts. You can find us on all the local digital platforms. And when you look them up, look under Elation Radio. And once you find Elation Radio, you'll find various podcasts, including Just For You with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Listen, we're honored to serve in all of the things God has entrusted us to do. You'll be hearing more information. If you'd like me to read your community announcement, please send it to me via inbox on Facebook. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I will retrieve those, and I will look them over and read them. There is a blessing in serving your community. That's for your church announcements, upcoming community events. Please send them over so we can share them with the community. One last thing, I want you to be in prayer for your community, your neighborhood, your churches, everyone. Don't dismiss an opportunity to pray. Pray for Elation Radio. Pray for Pastors Michelle and Donald Wright. Pray, oh God. We need prayer, not because we just want it, but because it's needed. You just heard we are asking you to pray for Gwendolyn B. Taylor. She's doing a great work. She's going to need prayer, not just people, because as we know, what starts may not finish. What's on the path, there might be opposition. We need prayer because we're preparing for the work the Lord has set before us. So I want to encourage you, continue to trust in the Lord. With all of your heart, lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Let's close with a word of prayer. I thank you for listening again to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright on Elation Radio. I love it. I love it. And I love you too. Thank you so much. And also, you can send us your prayer request. We pray as a radio station, individually, and as groups, we pray. So please, by all means, send your prayer request. We'd love to pray for you, all right? Let's pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for all you've done today. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for the word today that we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Use us, talk to us, help us that we may be all that you've created all of us to be. Save on today. Maybe somebody said, you know, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, or, you know, I'll do it next week. God put an urgency in their spirit to know today is the day. Lord, we thank you for those that are coming into the body of Christ. We thank you, oh God, for those that are calling on your name. We thank you, oh God, for taking care of our president, taking care of all leadership, pastors, everyone in the fivefold ministry, entrepreneurs across the country. We thank you for Gwendolyn B. Taylor. Bless the works of her hands. Touch her family, her husband's business. We ask in the name of Jesus that you keep your hand on Elation Radio. Touch Dr. Kimmy Robinson, all of us that are connected. We ask that you give us keen eyesight as we always pray for everything we're called to do. We ask, oh God, that you bless every home. You know what's needed, whether it's provision, whether it is help, whether it is comfort, whatever is needed for the listening audience, we decree and declare today it is so. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your presence and for your love. Now, God, we ask not only that you forgive us of our sins, give us a heart to forgive others. And, Lord, we want to glorify you the more. Have your divine will and way in all of our lives. And we thank you and we praise you. Thank you for being with the brokenhearted. Thank you for being with those that are in bereavement. Thank you for those that are celebrating. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done and all that you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for these birthdays. If your birthday is this month, we want you to know we're praying for you. God bless you on today, and may God take you higher as you get closer and stay humble to him. In the name of Jesus. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, thanking God for you and thanking him for the Just For You podcast and for Elation Radio. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sheets of rain falling down, people moving on.
never think how great you are. Some never feel with a clean heart. With all that you do and all that you've done, the fact that you gave your only son, you think they'd all cry, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent, most God. Stars in the moon sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, in a day gone tomorrow, days of joy and days of sorrow. Some even ask what life's about. Some live and don't see you're the way out. If they'd only look and see your glory in the great heavenly, they'd have to cry out, glory, hallowed be thou name, most excellent God. Yes, your Gloria. The mountains clap and the hills sing, Gloria, you're so excellent. Oh, you are, no one's holy like you are. You are, yes, there's none besides you. You are, and there's no rock like you, Lord. No rock like you, Lord. You are, I find no fault in you. You're my glorious God. You are, yes, you're glorious. In your greatness and your power, in your majesty and your victory. Is he to you? He is to me. And so much more. Oh, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness.